Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Catalina with the evening news. The headlines. National Sports Awards 2024 announced. Nagaland para-athlete Hokuto Hotoje Sema to be conferred Arjuna Award. India completes fencing of over 9 kilometers of its border with Myanmar. 40 years after Bhopal gas tragedy, toxic waste lifted from Union Carbide factory for safe disposal. And massive fire at Naharbari area in Dimapur leaves hundreds homeless. Now the news in detail. The National Sports Awards have been announced today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakkar, Indian hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh, and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. 32 sports persons will be given Arjuna Award, while veteran athlete Sucha Singh and veteran para-swimmer Murlikant Petkar will be honored with Arjuna Awards lifetime. Other awards include Dronacharya Award for coaching, Rashtriya Khel Protsahan Puraskar, and Maulana Abul Kalam Azad Trophy for top-performing university. President Draupadi Murmu will give away the awards at a specially organized function at Rashtrapati Bhavan on 17th of this month. Nagaland para-athlete Hokuto Hotoje Sema will be conferred the Arjuna Award for Outstanding Performance in Sports and Games 2024. He was among 32 sportspersons selected for the Arjuna Award, the second highest sporting honor in India. Mr. Sema had made history when he won the bronze medal in shot put at the Paris Paralympics 2024, becoming the first athlete from Nagaland to win a Paralympic medal for India. Speaking to Akashvani News Kohima exclusively this evening, elated Mr. Sema said, as a sportsperson, it was his ultimate dream to win the Arjuna Award. He said, since he took up the sports as a profession, his aim was to achieve the Arjuna Award and win a medal at the Olympics. He expressed joy that he was able to win a medal at his very first Paralympics, which has fulfilled his dream of winning the Arjuna Award. Mr. Sema said, his next goal is to excel at the 2028 Paralympics at Los Angeles and aim for the Khel Ratna. The Paralympic medalist also encouraged young people never to give up their dreams and strive for excellence in whatever field they pursue. Mr. Sema exhorted them to learn from both their success and mistakes, stressing that these experiences are key to achieving their dreams. Hokuto Hotoje Sema is only the second person from Nagaland to be conferred the Arjuna Award after Chakravala Suro in 2013. India has completed the fencing of over 9 kilometers of its border with Myanmar, and work on the road along the fence is in progress. The fencing has been done at Moray in Manipur, the Union Home Ministry stated in a report published recently. The construction of around 21 kilometers of fence and road was awarded to Border Road Organization in February last year. The country shares a 1,643-kilometer long border with Myanmar, which passes through Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, and Mizoram. The ministry added that out of the total distance, demarcation of 1,472 kilometers border has been completed. Construction work on two pilot projects of a hybrid surveillance system in Arunachal Pradesh and Manipur is in progress. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A massive fire broke out at Naharbari area in Dimapur this morning, leaving hundreds homeless and destroying properties worth lakhs of rupees. According to reports, the fire broke out at around 10:30 a.m., reducing around 200 houses to ashes. There were no reports of casualties till the time of filing of this report. Fire tenders from West, Central and Somukedima station were pressed into service. Fire department officials said that they were yet to ascertain the cause of the incident and assess the damage. Further details are awaited. In Madhya Pradesh, toxic waste from the now-defunct Union Carbide factory was shifted to Pithampur some 40 years after the Bhopal gas tragedy. Highly toxic methyl isocyanate gas leaked from the Union Carbide pesticide factory on the intervening night of December 2, 3, 1984, killing at least 5,479 people and leaving thousands with serious and long-lasting health issues. More from our correspondent.
Shifting of toxic waste from Bhopal's Union Carbide factory was started last night at around 9 p.m. and 12 containers carrying 337 metric ton of waste left for Pithampur near Indore. The waste was sent to Pithampur by creating tight security and a 250 kilometers long green corridor. There were police vehicles in front and behind the containers. This chemical waste of Union Carbide will be burnt in Pithampur's Ramki Enviro company. The High Court had given instructions to remove this toxic waste by 6 January. The government has to present a report in this regard in the High Court tomorrow. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Delhi police has busted a gang involved in the illegal immigration of Bangladeshi citizens. Two Bangladeshi citizens and two Indian facilitators have been arrested. Addressing a press conference, Joint CP South Delhi, Sanjay Kumar Jain, informed that 12 Bangladeshis have been deported in the last 1 month. He said the Bangladeshi nationals took the route from Durgapur in Bangladesh to reach Baghmara in Meghalaya. Mr. Jain said the arrested individuals created fake documents through a fraudulent website, enabling Bangladeshi nationals to stay in the country illegally.
बांग्लादेशी इमिग्रेंट को लाने वाला रैकेट बस्ट किया है. इससे पहले 2 रैकेट बस्ट किए गए थे. इस रैकेट में हमने अब तक 2 बांग्लादेशी और 2 इंडियन लोगों को गिरफ्तार किया है. 2 बांग्लादेशी जो हैं वो हस्बैंड वाइफ हैं, जिनका नाम बिलाल हुसैन और सन्या खान है. इसके अलावा 2 हमने जो इंडियन पकड़े हैं उसमें एक नाम अमीरुल इस्लाम है जो मेघालय असम का रहने वाला है और दूसरा आशीष मेहरा जो गुड़गांव का रहने वाला है.
And Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Railways and Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, is visiting Guwahati tomorrow to dedicate and inaugurate several projects. In the morning, the Union Minister will flag off 3 trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bungaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Naharlagun Express, and dedicate a road over bridge in Guwahati. The Union Minister will later inaugurate Kokrajhar FM station virtually from Guwahati. He will also launch the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Guwahati, virtually. In the afternoon, Mr. Vaishnaw will visit the Tata Semiconductor Unit at Jagi Road in Morigaon District and will also review North-East Frontal Railway projects in Guwahati. To end the news, the headlines here again. National Sports Awards 2024 announced. Nagaland para-athlete Hokuto Hotoje Sema to be conferred Arjuna Award. India completes fencing of over 9 kilometers of its border with Myanmar. 40 years after Bhopal gas tragedy, toxic waste lifted from Union Carbide factory for safe disposal. And massive fire at Naharbari area in Dimapur leaves hundreds homeless. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.